So while studying scripture, should we go deep, then we feel nourished sometimes, or should we try to get an overview understanding of the whole chapter? Because we have limited time to study, and if we go deep, sometimes it becomes nourishing, but sometimes it becomes so slow that we feel lethargic and sleepy also. Actually, the essential point of scripture is to remember Krishna. All rules are ultimately to help us in remembering Krishna. So whatever inspires us in our remembrance of Krishna, we should do that. And rather than having one uniform policy, we can have this principle of becoming absorbed in Krishna and see how that principle can be applied in different situations accordingly. So for example, when you are studying scripture, if you come to the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, so there we will be showing, there we will be, we may find this very complex, and even if you understand also, it's not necessarily very devotionally inspiring. So we may feel, here I'll just go very fast. But sometimes we may come to some section in the Bhagavatam which we like very much, in which we can feel very strongly connected with Krishna, there we may go very slow. So rather than trying to make one policy which is to be always applied while studying scripture, we can have the purpose in mind. See, the purpose is like, say, if I want to go from here to Calcutta, then I have to go eastwards. Now sometimes the straight road may be the easiest way, sometimes straight road may be, there may be no way straight road, I have to go left and then I have to go right again, and I have to come back again left and then I'll move forward, whatever. So the point is, the specific practices are like specific roads. The purpose is like the overall direction where we want to go. So we keep the purpose in mind that I want to become absorbed in Krishna. And in terms of practice, whatever we do, that is okay. So in some sections of scripture, we may want to go fast. In some scriptures, we may want to go very slow. Or in some cases, we may decide that first I want to get an overview of scripture. So for 1 year, I'll read Bhagavatam and I'll try to complete, in an overview sense, with rapid reading, the whole Bhagavatam once. Then I will go back and whichever sections I find inspiring, I will read them in more in depth. So there is no need to wed ourselves to any one particular practice. We can keep the principle or the purpose of absorbing ourselves in Krishna as a primary purpose, and then see whichever strategy helps us in absorption. Sometimes we may even find that during our reading, if once we really fall in love with one section of the Bhagavatam, then we may decide that I would like to read Acharya's commentaries on this, or I would like to maybe hear some lectures on this topic. So I may just spend sometimes, you know, in one section, if I like, say, Gajendra's prayers very much, I may decide I'll memorize all the prayers. And that may mean in my 1 hour, I may just do 4 or 5 verses. But I'm memorizing, maybe I'm hearing some classes on those verses or whatever. So there's no need to have one practice. We have one purpose, but practices are variable according to whatever helps us to absorb ourselves in Krishna. And we will also have to, see, we also learn about ourselves more by doing things. When I study Shastra, then I learn. Yeah, if I do things like this, I feel nourished. If I do things like this, you know, I don't feel so nourished. So, and what nourishes us can also vary according to time, place, circumstance. Because our mind goes through different phases. So sometimes slow reading will nourish us, sometimes fast reading to get an overview will nourish us. So we can, but what is good to do is not to change every day on a whim. Now, today I feel like this, so I'll do it. Today I feel like this. No. We can have some range of planning. Say, you know, now I'm coming to this section in the Bhagavatam, which I find it a little difficult, I don't find it sufficient, I'll just do an overview of this. So for the next 1 week, or 1 fortnight, or 1 month, I'm going to do overview reading. And then for the next week after that, I may decide that now I'll do detailed reading. So if we change on a daily basis, then we will be very vulnerable to the mind's flip-flops. Some amount of discipline we need. But we don't have to lock ourselves within the discipline. So it will be better if we can, instead of having that absolute practice, absolute adherence to one particular practice, we have our purpose in mind and we periodically introspect to see how which practice is serving the purpose better, and accordingly adopt the practice and don't change the practices too frequently, so that we are not just being buffeted around by the mind, whatever it wants you are doing, but we are moving forward steadily. And then in a periodic intervals, we can even change practice. Sometimes that may also create some sense of freshness in our studies. Say, hey, now it's like this, now it's like this. So that way we can move onwards also. That is also one possibility. So overall, keep the purpose in mind and adjust practices accordingly.